Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting live from the W.L. Fraley Studios in beautiful Pismo Beach, California, live from the 805, I'm Jimmy Ray, and this is SemCal Pro Radio. Isn't that the good music to hear when you start the show? What up, everyone? It is Jimmy Ray, and you are tuned in to the best bit of pro wrestling radio Wednesday night has to offer. SemCal Pro Radio has landed yet again. And, you know, it is just fitting that we sit here and broadcast each and every week, because there's only one way to keep your message up. There's only one way to keep your flag flying, and that's to hold it, represent it, and run with it every single day you can. Whether that's, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you're going to skip Friday, but Saturday or Sunday. Doesn't matter. You got to run with it. You got to represent. Got to be true to your school. I just want to really quickly touch that we got tickets available now for the next show. Upcoming. Mark your calendar. Cross out all the other days, because the one important day. Actually, there's a lot of important days in May, but one of the important days, I guess I should say, not to sound too cocky here, May 24th, live at the Graduate, 990 Industrial Way in San Luis Obispo, SemCal Pro Wrestling returns, show number two. That's right, the show that the naysayers said would never, ever happen, proving SemCal Pro Wrestling is not a one-and-done federation. We will continue to be as long as we can. And that is our dedication, and that is our promise to the Central Coast, San Luis Obispo, and wrestling fans and wrestlers alike. Come to our show, whether you are working the show, whether you bought tickets and are in the audience, whether you're working up at grad that night, and you hear wrestling's coming in town, Sunday night shift, and you're like, I'm hoping to get Sunday off, I want to go, downtown. The rest of downtown San Luis Obispo sucks on Sunday night. Let's be real here. Anybody that's ever hung out downtown, done their thing downtown, Sunday night's a bust, man. Especially if you're single, stay away from the downtown on Sunday night, because you will only meet up with everybody who didn't meet up with anyone Friday and Saturday night. So, Sunday night's kind of a bust everywhere you go. Not at the grad. The grad at Sunday, on Sunday, in Sunday, on the 24th, is pro wrestling day yet again. They got so many days going on the grad. They got their nights, really, because the days are just, basically they just have lunch. They got Latino night. They got country night. Damn it, they got wrestling night now. And the grad could not be happier to have SemCal Pro Wrestling return. Just got to say, tip your waitresses and buy more drinks. We apparently gave them record alcohol sales for the night and day of Sunday, because, we started at 5 and ended at 7, so technically that counted as, daytime and nighttime sales. We shattered all records just by having our show there, so drink, people, I guess. I don't know. If you're workers, as you well know, no alcohol backstage. We made sure that each and every one of our workers knew that backstage shenanigans would not be tolerated, especially drunken or any kind of intoxicated shenanigans of any kind are not tolerated backstage at SemCal, and we hold true to our word. We leave the drunken intoxication for our audience members, because, let's face it, that is how you get a good audience. That is how you have people, totally into it. You got to give them a little bit of booze, So, fans, if you come, loosen up a little bit, get a little drinks in you before the first match. That way, the entire show is nothing but a rage-fueled party for you, because that is what SemCal Pro likes to deliver here on the Central Coast. Well, fans, if you were at the show, if you remember what we had take place from beginning to end, the show opened up and we got to bring back Sledge, Metalhead Maniac, to the Central Coast, get him back to the fans. The fans erupted. But something else that happened and something else took place, it was unsummarily ended, abruptly, if you will, by one, Sasha Derevko, also known as the Super Czar. He decided to, well, make a name for himself yet again. He had a name that already preceded the destruction and melee that were to follow the path of the Super Czar. I've heard of this guy. I mean, I've seen him around. You know, granted, I never saw him in the ring, and I never actually seen him compete until our show. I mean, only hearing about something, there's a lot of things in this world I've heard about. $1 million, world peace, affordable health care. These are all things that I have heard about, yet never seen. Well, the Super Czar, Sasha Derevko, certainly was on that list of things I've heard about, yet never seen. Until the show, he made an impact at SenCal Pro that left the fans absolutely riveted. And not like riveted like, raving. Riveted like, you took one of those hammers and you pounded a bunch of rivet nails into something, left a bunch of holes in it. You really dug it in deep. Aligning himself with Canadian superstar Shoop Shellhammer. Unlikely duo to see Canada and Russia teaming up together, although if you ask Sarah Palin, she would have told you that happened a long time ago. She was the only one who seems to know. But we here don't think that there was any true connection between Russia and Canada until our first show. Clearly, the Super Czar, Sasha Derevko, is up to something. And, well, we found it only fitting. If he had a message, if he needed a platform to address the audience of SenCal Pro and pro wrestling fans alike, no better way than to do it right here on SenCal Pro Radio. So, fans, the following show is not exactly sanctioned by SenCal Pro. We had to do a lot of things to get the Super Czar over here, make a lot of agreements with Mother Russia to allow this to happen. So it can go in any direction that it may go in. I can only ask, Stan, that you stick with us because in just a moment here, the Super Czar makes his way to SenCal Pro Radio. Before we begin our interview, just want to remind fans that tickets are available at SenCalPro.BrownPaperTickets.com. Or you can call us at the hotline. Yeah, we got a hotline. Local area code 805-996-0192. You can hit up the hotline, give us a call for tickets. We will find it. We will carry or pigeon that stuff, whatever it takes. And fans, if you get tickets now, there was recently news released on the air. VIP tickets are available for our second show because of overwhelming demand and overwhelming fan questions. Hey, we want to meet these guys. We want to see the superstars before they go out. These people are larger than life. I can't possibly argue with that. So we are giving the fans the opportunity of a showtime. That's right, not quite of a lifetime, but certainly the opportunity of a showtime to meet with the superstars, to be in the crowd early, pick your spot, basically claim whatever seats you want in the house, whether that is a ringside seat or in the back. I mean, because you'll never be too far away from the action, as some of the people saw at ringside in our six-man match, as people flew over the edge. I think I saw Daniel Torch literally fly like an arrow through the air into the midsection of chairs. Believe me, you got up close wherever you were sitting. But for $20, it's just a double price of pre-sale admission. You can get VIP tickets to our next show. And let me tell you, there's only 40 of these things, and they are already going very fast. In fact, we sold over 10 of them as soon as we announced it. These will be gone very soon. In fact, probably before the end of this week, maybe even before the end of this broadcast. So if you want to be a part of the VIP crowd for the next SenCal show, number two, all you got to do is buy your tickets now at brownpapertickets.com, select the VIP link, order the VIP tickets. They will be worth it. Tickets at the door will be available, but they're going to be $12 this time. So they've gone up just a little bit, but hey, that doesn't help the rising cost of industry, and everybody knows that. But we are honoring the $10 ticket price if you pre-order. We have the pre-sale. You take the pre-order. It's kind of like one of those pre-win-win sort of situations. So order your tickets now. Get them cheap. Get VIP. And if not, throw a little extra money to the superstars. It's kind of like tipping your waitress. I don't know, but anyways, without further ado, I would like to bring out our guest tonight so that he may address the SendCal Pro audience with his message of geese, it says here. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you the superstar, Sasha Zarevko. Comrade Zarevko, are you there?
Yes, comrade. I apologize. You almost put me to sleep with your opener, your monologue. So are we ready to do this now, comrade? We ready? You ready for this interview?
Oh, sure, sure. You know, here in America, we're so bound by all of our, you know, sponsors and everything. We're told that we got to put all that stuff over in the beginning. Otherwise, we'll be put in the unemployment line by tomorrow.
I see. Well, comrade, I read your promo on Facebook for this little gimmick we've got going, and I heard you describe me as a madman. Now, it's funny, in your country, you seem to label people who tell the truth as madmen. You know, you're so afraid of the truth here in this country. You have guys like Sledge, who he says he's clean and sober, but he runs his show at a bar. You know, that's clean and sober in America. You know, hypocrite. He's a hypocrite all the way. And so are all the people who come and watch your shows. You know, they pay their hard-earned money that they slaved away for coming and celebrating freedom. But, comrades, you're all slaves. That's my message of peace.
Well, you know, maybe I can ask to be more specific. Are you now referring to the audience members, or are you by chance referring to the locker room of SendCal Pro?
I'm referring to every American. You've bought into this illusion of freedom, and yet you go on your hamster wheel and you run every day making your money, trying to live up to your mommy's expectations. It's all crap. It's all bullshit.
I gotta disagree with you. I just gotta say, you know, the people in America, they work hard to, you know, go to wrestling shows. They work hard, you know, pay bills in the house and just keep things going. You know, it may be inconsequential to other parts of the world, but I'll have you know, the folks in America really hold on to certain values, and they hold on to certain truths here in this country.
Truths are lies, comrade. That's the thing. That's why the rest of the world laughs at you, because your country, your government, they've set up all these lies, and all of your people have bought in.
You know, when we said we were going to do the show, I agreed that I would remain unbiased, that I would, you know, allow anything that needs to be said on the air. But I just have to disagree, you know, and say that you got a twisted worldview of how people are here in the United States, and it doesn't quite work like that.
Comrade, it's a Mickey Mouse fantasy. You've been to the Disneyland, yes?
Well, yeah, I mean, who in California hasn't?
You see, Disneyland, it is perfect metaphor for your country. You people, you think you all live in this paradise, but it is all lies. You're all just slaves to your God, your money. Your money is your God and your people. You're all slaves to it, and you don't even see it. That is why we laugh at you in Russia. At least we know that we're in the gutter. You people, you think that your life is so great, but you divorced your wives, and you have affairs. You know, America, the highest divorce rate in the world. You, nothing is sacred in your country.
There's a few things sacred, but, you know, I got to give you that. There's something you can't argue, and that's certainly divorce rate in the U.S. For the entire United States, allow me to say, our bad.
You see, you can't even back up your own country. You call me a madman, and all I'm giving you is truth. This is all truth. And before we are done, your listeners, they're all going to be my fans because they're all bought into an illusion, and I'm going to wake them up. That is what I'm here to do. I'm going to convert your people to Russian sympathizers.
You know, I couldn't help but notice that the recent SenCal Pro poster that came out was no longer in blue. It was in red. And now, I don't want to go making assumptions here, but on your topic of converting people, I noticed there's somewhat of a conversion going on here in the locker room. I mean, how exactly did you and Shoop Shellhammer, I mean, he's from Canada. That has nothing to even do with you guys over in Russia.
You know, don't tell Shoop, but Canada's been America's beach all along, and they're all tired of it. I gave Shoop a way out, and he took it. You can't blame him. It's all truth, comrade. That's all I'm bringing to you. You will see when all is said and done that Sasha Derevko, he's not such a bad guy. He made me realize that it's all bullshit.
You know, looking back and seeing your career leading up to this point at SenCal, you know, you have had quite a road, quite a number of matches where you really raised the flag for Mother Russia, and I got to give you American respect for that. You know, it might not be my country, but I really got to do respect someone who really does raise the flag of their own country, especially in unfamiliar territory.
You see, it's because I have pride in my country. We may not have done the greatest things in the past, but we've made some great strides for humanity. You know, the technology that has come from Mother Russia, the drive we have shown, we persevere, you know. We don't get a lot of credit, but we're the ones who really stopped Hitler. You know, you're Americans, you like to say that you were the ones who stopped the Nazis, but if we hadn't stopped them in Stalingrad, you people, you'd be speaking German, and we would be laughing at you. So you're welcome.
Well, that's certainly debatable, to say the absolute least. I mean, you guys were a supreme help in World War II. Absolutely. I mean, that is, you know, no doubt about that. I mean, but at the same time, I mean, you got to understand allied efforts. You know, when people join forces, even two enemies, they can defeat a greater good. But that doesn't denote the fact that they might still be enemy. And kind of bringing up another unlikely pair, I mean, I've seen that you guys have even aligned yourself with wrestling personified Rick Luxury.
Yes, Rick Luxury, it is an alliance out of, what do you say, convenience. You see, me and Rick Luxury, we see eye to eye. We see the locker room is full of pussycats and people that we can use. So we want to divide the locker room and get rid of the pussycats and take the people that we can use and do what we need to do to take over SenCal Pro. I think we've already done it. We already are in charge. People fear us. You know, Sledge, he's scared. He knows he's scared. That's why he needs his little dog, J.D. Hoare. He's you know, trying to put up a front like he's a tough guy, but he's really just crying to his mommy right now, wondering how he's going to deal with Sasha and Rick Luxury and my buddy Shoop. We're going to take the heat to everyone, and we'll see who comes to our side and embraces us and who we have to take out.
Well, I don't even know what to say about joining with Rick Luxury. I considered Rick Luxury family and a personal friend, but to know that he could side against the likes of SenCal Pro, I mean, you know, attacking America is one thing, but attacking SenCal Pro, we're smaller than America, you know. One person in SenCal Pro being attacked is like a percentage, it's like one-eighth of the brand. So I mean, you're really attacking, you know, a major percentage here at SenCal Pro. I mean, going after Sledge like that, you know, it was enough to even call out JD Horror. I mean, JD Horror, sure, we knew he was going to be around, but we had no idea that he would come to the aid of Sledge like that. And so, you know, the last time we saw those two in the ring, they damn near killed each other. Yet to have JD Horror come back, that's got to show the telemetry of the threat that you guys actually are to us here at SenCal. I mean, you guys, let's face it, you're a major threat to us. You know, the fact that you were even allowed in the locker room, I mean, knowing full well what your guys' intentions are, to try and take us down, you know, to try and slander us, ruin our names, whatever it is. I mean, you guys came out and you beat up the president of the company before the show even started. And your actions were nothing short of irreprehensible. But the fact that you've now aligned with someone so close to me, I sit here and wonder who else could fall under, you know, this red scare, this red flare, if you will, you know, from your end of the field here. Because, I mean, quite frankly, JD Horror, I mean, okay, we have Creepshow. But, I mean, if you keep stealing names like Rick Luxury and Shoop Shellhammer, I mean, it's not looking good. And we don't want to end this show, man. We want to keep this show going as long as we can. But, I mean, we get, you know, inner bouts like this between us, you know, if we can't work together, we may just blow up everything fighting each other. And I really just got to say, as the host and announcer of the show, I just got to plead with you, comrade, please, you know, reconsider, you know, your assault, your intended attack on SenCal Pro, and maybe just consider more of a peaceful, you know, method, you know, maybe negotiations, you know, talks.
Comrade, I never intended to end your show. We're taking over your show. That's the balance of power is shifting, and that is why Rick Luxury decided to come with me. I spoke to him with the truth, as I spoke to you earlier, and he saw the truth, and he realized this Sasha Derevko, he knows what he's talking about. He's going places. So you know, if I can get Rick Luxury to come with me, that I bring something more to the table than you can even imagine, comrade. So you should be happy that I'm trying to take over your little rinky-dink promotion. I'm going to take this thing and make it bigger than you can even imagine. So why don't you just take a chill and sit back and watch as the Russian Empire unfolds before you. And when all is said and done, you'll be like, that's Sasha, he's a good guy. I want him on my side. And then you will be bought into my program, comrade, and as the program of truth.
Just a dystopian world to even think of. I mean, you know, everything that we've tried to bring and start here at SenCal is literally on the line. I mean, it's literally in Tate's hand here with an opposing side already trying to claim this small little mountain that we've started here. And if Rick Luxury can join you guys, I'm really worried. I'm absolutely worried because I know Luxury picks winners. And that's what scares me. So,
don't fear change, comrades. You should not fear change. Change is good. Change is always good. Don't be a scary little pussycat. Just embrace it and go with it. Go with the flow, as they say. The flow is coming. Are you going to be swallowed by the flow, or are you going to ride it like a wave, like you SoCal people like to do on your weekends at the beach or whatever you do? You ride it. Don't get swallowed by it. That's how you cope. That's how you continue. That's my advice to you. Don't get in my way. Okay?
You know, I got to admit, Superstar, you drive a hard bargain. You absolutely do. And truthfully, yes, you know, we do here in San Luis Obispo on the Central Coast. Yeah, we ride the waves a lot. In some parts of the beach, you know, they don't wear clothes. But really, all it boils down to is, you know, this is a fun-loving community. San Luis Obispo, the Central Coast, is a special place in California that's really different than everywhere else. I mean, even if you go 40 miles south, 40 miles north, you will not find a place like San Luis Obispo. It is a very special nook in the state of California. And, you know, they say we're a bubble. They say we're protected from things like that here, you know, and protected from tyranny, from the rule of oppression. And I got to say, what you're promoting doesn't exactly sound like a message of peace.
Peace is negotiable, comrade. It depends on how easily you accept your fate. Peace, it is overrated, you know. Your American countries, you're always fighting for peace. But what does that mean, comrade? You're fighting for peace. That makes no sense. That is why you people, you're so stupid. You buy into things like fighting for peace. You don't fight for peace. You either fight or there's peace. You can't have it both ways. You can't have your cake and eat it too, comrade. So this is the reality I bring to you. If you can't accept my reality to just shrink into your little hole of fear like you always do in America and ask your mommy that it's going to be okay, and then maybe at some point you'll be able to wake up. Do you hear me, comrade? Do you hear what I'm telling you?
I hear you. I hear you loud and I hear you clear. And, you know, okay, I might not be the biggest guy in the fight. In fact, I'm even smaller than Daniel Torch. So, I mean, I am literally, you know, I don't know if there's anyone bigger than me, but I am the first person to see. I am the trumpet that sounds before the battle engages. And when you hear my trumpet go off, you will see that freedom fighters will stand against this. I don't know who it is now. I mean, obviously, Sledge and JD Horror, okay, they got stuff, you know, handled on lock. But, I mean, they're still several weeks away from the show, and so far there's three of you and only two of them. And I can honestly say, okay, I'm trying to remain neutral here. I'm not on either side here. I don't mean any offense, comrade. You know, I truly respect your time and your opinion. But if you honestly think that no one's going to rise up against this, if you really think that there will not be something impactful to stop such an iron fist being dropped on a situation such as this, you're dead wrong. I don't have anything to say because I don't really know who or even if, but I just got to say, in the history of America, in the history of confrontation with our people here in this country, every single time the odds have been stacked against us, people have told us no, people have shot us down, there was somebody, someone, a group to rise up and say no. And when that happens, a revolution is born. An evolution is made. A constitution is built. And I got to say, this company is quite constitute. And we're not afraid. We might be scared, but we're not afraid. And we should be scared. You guys are big guys. You guys are big names. And you guys are a serious, serious threat to everything that we've tried. I mean, if you guys take over the show, I mean, it's going to be Russian programming from left to right. And, I mean, Kazakhstani commercials. I mean, the fans aren't going to go for that. I mean, you really think that the American audience is really going to go for that?
Comrade, have you seen Russian TV? It's very good. Have you seen our circuses? We have bears that dance. Things in Russia aren't as bad as you've been made to think. That is your American propaganda. We have many things that your children would love in Russia. You just need to embrace it. Embrace the change. It's coming. We are coming for your country. It's been written in the stars, you know. The past 60 years of history are culminating right now, and it starts with your little rinky-dink promotion, and from there it's going to grow. You're going to see the truth take over. You're going to see people waking up and realizing that America is not the place they thought it was. And when you see that happen, comrades, you're going to see the superstar leading this wave of change, and you can either embrace it or you can be swallowed by it. It's up to you. It's your choice. I'm giving you a choice. Just be happy you at least get the choice.
Well, this country was founded on choice. This country was founded on doing what's right. And so was our company, founded on what's doing right now. I may be one of millions in America, but I'm one of the few in SenCal Pro. And I can stand to say that, you know, the guys aren't going to go for that. The guys barely go for what's going on. And all things considered, you know, It's just not right. You know, who are you to come in, step in, and just take over what's ours?
Comrade, with all due respect, your guys would look at their phones before they could ever fight. They're too busy with their Facebook and their Twitter and looking at their dick pics and sending things to their girlfriends. They're way too busy to worry about your little war. That's why I'm going to take over, because America, you're distracted. You're distracted by your technology and your pornos on your TV. You have all these things that are keeping you from seeing the truth. And you can either embrace my truth or you can die. I don't care.
It's not truth. I mean, well, okay, some of it's true. You know, I mean, the Facebook texting and the dick pics and all that, I mean, yeah, you know, suffice to say, I mean, if people know they want to see stuff like that, all they got to do is follow @Sledge805 anywhere on Instagram or Twitter. See garbage like that. But, I mean, you know, that's not indicative of the rest of the company, not even indicative of the rest of the country, even, you know, and there's no lies that we're being fed here other than that we're not the top promotion to keep going, you know, in San Luis Obispo. You know, we are not the entertaining center of the grad. And I just think come May 24th, there's got to be some answer to this Cold War.
The answer is you go on my side. I already told you. Have you not been listening?
There's no pleasing you. There's no treating you. You're sure of this.
You either embrace me or you face me. Those are your two options. There are no other choices.
God knows I'm not going to be able to face you. I'm not exactly cleared for combat. I'm one of those trophies, and you know, trophies can't fight. So, but I mean, you're going against Sledge and JD Horror. I mean, they're Creepshow. I mean, you know who Creepshow is, right? You've seen what Creepshow does in the ring. I mean, they're not two guys that just get, you know, buried at the bottom of Camp Crystal Lake very easily. You can try to kill them, and they just keep coming back. You're going to have your hands full, all three of you versus the two of them.
Those aren't very good odds, comrade. And the only thing I know about Creepshow is that they like to bleed. And I'm more than happy to let them bleed all over the place after I kick their ass again. It's not just once, comrade. Twice, three times, four times. It doesn't matter how many times I kick their ass. I'm going to kick their ass all over your little rinky-dink town. What is your town called again? San Luis Obispo?
That's right.
Ask any Russian, they will not know what that city is, because your little small-time little pond, I'm the big fish, and I'm going to swallow all of the guppies in your pond, and I will be the big fish of your pond, of the whole pond in SoCal, NorCal, SinCal, the whole state, the whole country, the whole world. It's going to happen, comrade. It's just a matter of time.
I just didn't know this was going to be how liberty dies, with confidence and strife, you know, and you being confident, me being strifeful. You know, it's just, I got to say, comrade, you exude complete confidence. You believe what you say, and that I got to stand behind and say, you know, anybody in any position of power needs to believe what they say. And quite frankly, I know you're in a position of power, and I know you believe what you're saying. And I mean, aligning yourself with Shoop Shellhammer and Rick Luxury is almost a guarantee, and I'll give you that. You know, I can't really sit here and say, well, yeah, you know, we'll beat you up. You know, you just wait. I mean, even though I kind of already did, but that's sort of really the only steam I had here. And, well, I just hope that any fans listening to the show, I just hope anybody that, you know, is tuning in, if you're hearing this, if you don't like what's being said by Sasha Derevko, say something. Pipe up. Let us know on Facebook. Let him know on Facebook. Let everybody know. If you believe what he's saying, well, let us know that too, because, well, maybe I'm the odd man out here. Maybe I'm the only one that doesn't really see the red light.
Sooner or later, comrade, you will. You will see the red light, comrade, and it will set you free. a real freedom, not your fake, phony American freedom.
It's going to be a dark day in May. And yeah, I've already pleaded with you. I've even tried to stand up to you. I've even showed my cards to you. And you're still confident in this. Like, you're still standing. And this is bad. this is really bad because you're serious, and there doesn't seem to be any stopping you.
Nope, I'm a madman on a rampage.
Well,
I make myself
earlier,
laugh.
You said that that wasn't exactly a fitting title. Now you're owning it.
No, I'm using your words, comrade. I'm a madman. But anybody who listens to what I say, sooner or later, they realize that I'm not the mad one. It is your world that is mad, and I'm the one who is going to free you from your mad, mad world. So just sit back and relax, comrade. The wave take you over.
Ah, you're right. Wave take you out. Okay, San Luis. Actually, that was kind of funny. You know, on the serious here, you're barking up the wrong tree. You know, you really are, and that's me, because you know you can beat me up, you can knock me dead, you can rip me apart into 100 pieces, but all that's gonna do is bring so much more chaos behind me. You know, I might be easy to kill, but there's a whole lot more behind me that isn't. And you know, you're one of our guys. You are part of SenCal, so I can't exactly say, you know, that, you know, you don't belong here. I mean, because you do. But at the same time, you're trying to take care for yourself. And I don't even know if that's something the fans can get behind, because I know I'm not behind it. And this is just chaos.
Enjoy it.
Well, fans, you definitely heard it straight from the madman himself. You've heard that the Cold War is on of professional wrestling. In some places, the Cold War never really ended, but in professional wrestling, the Cold War has just begun. And this is the first shot fired. The superstar, Sasha Derevko, clearly making his stand, making his manifesto known to the audience of SenCal Pro. As we close down the show here, Czar, because I know it's going to be, I don't even know what time over there in Russia right now, and I'm sure you have meetings with Putin and other stuff, you know, before you come back here to the States. I mean, how is Vlad doing these days?
I don't hang much with Putin. I hang out with rats. That's my thing. I hang out with the rats. We have the sexy time. They tell them to go home, and they leave. So, yeah, I've got some sexy time coming up here in, like, 10 minutes. I've got an appointment with some ladies, so... Yeah, let's make this quick.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I got to say, once again, thank you much for making time and crossing the international time zone barrier to be here with us. But the next time that you cross the international time barrier back over here into San Luis Obispo, just know that everyone in the locker room will have heard this conversation.
I hope they do.
All right. Well, Superstar, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We hope to have you back on our show, being this show and not, well, the rebranded Taken Over show.
It'll be my show soon, comrade.
Thank you, comrade.
Maybe I'll keep you on.
Really? There's room for me?
If you're lucky.
Yeah, I've got a pretty decent resume and qualifications. I mean, I can. You got email, right? I can email that to you.
Yeah, to send a fax to my secretary. Maybe I'll consider you.
Okay, I'll have Lisa in Twitchboard. I'll have her get all your information, and that will I'll do that. You know, that'll be good.
Sounds good, comrade. Welcome to the revolution, the Russian Empire.
Yeah, feels good. It's not so bad. I'll catch you later, there, Superstar.
See you, buddy.
Yeah, take care. I'm how about that? I'm one of the gang. I'm one of the guys. Wait a minute, what the hell did I just do? I believe I may have just inadvertently accepted. I'm going to call it a foreign opportunity, you know, for business entrepreneurship. Oh, boy, I really effed the dog on this one, didn't I? Fans, anyone in, you know, the U.S. military or anyone that listens to my show and it's friends of me that are now putting me at the top of their death list. You know, sometimes in live radio, you just, you don't know what you're saying. And when people offer you, you know, money, they offer you a job, they offer you stuff. I mean, come on, it's expensive to live here in San Luis Obispo, for real. You know, I get offered extra work. Somebody asks me, they want to come work for me, or they want me to come work for them. What am I going to do? Am I going to say no? You know, they hand me money and say, hey, you know, come over here. I guess my integrity as a broadcaster has officially ended here. yeah, that was an interesting conversation we had. But, you know, fans, I just got to say thanks for sticking with us. Thanks for listening through that. You don't have to worry that SenCal Pro is going to get taken over. I got to promise you that when tyranny like that exists anywhere in the world, anywhere in your local area, anywhere in your global area, there will always be a resistance cell. There will always be someone to rise against the nonsense. When someone tells you that it has to be this way, that it can't be any other way, and that you have no hope of succeeding unless it's through me, they're lying. There is always another way. So having that been said, I would like to empower the audience and fans of SenCal Pro to return and see us May 24th when the Cold War of Pro Wrestling finally comes to a head. And I'm not inviting you to come to our show to see destruction. I'm not inviting you to come to our show to see the last one. I'm inviting you to come to our show to support SenCal Pro, to support America, and to stand against every claim Superstar Sasha Derevko just made on the show here earlier. Because point in case, SenCal Pro is here, and SenCal Pro is here to stay. We are here, we're there, we're everywhere, thanks to the internet. But really, we're San Luis Obispo, we're Central Coast, we are of the 805. We're the only homegrown pro wrestling sensation built and framed and focused right here in San Luis Obispo. And you can catch us just about every 8 weeks. That's kind of how we roll. But with the demand of this thing, we might have to push it up a little sooner. You know, people want their pro wrestling. People want their Pumpkin Queen. You know, just to get a little sidetrack here, Sage Sin the Pumpkin Queen had unbelievable reviews from the people of San Luis Obispo. They just raved. We want the Pumpkin Queen. We want the Pumpkin Queen. I mean, it's crazy how popular she became one night, one appearance up the grat, to where now she has more or less become one of the mascots of San Luis Obispo. And I myself have been a huge fan of the Pumpkin Queen. I couldn't believe that she was going to come here to San Luis Obispo. And, you know, she'll be back. She'll be wrestling again. And this show is going to be spectacular. I mean, I know that I'm going to have to place a phone call to Rick Luxury because I can't believe that he would align himself with Sasha Derevko. That really kind of just gets under my skin a little bit. See, you can tell when I get heated because I start talking a little faster. But, you know, him and I, we're cool. We're family. But aligning himself with Sasha Derevko? Don't worry, fans. We will have an answer to this. We will hear directly from Rick Luxury. We will hear a lot of things. But we're going to hear them in a couple upcoming shows. So stay tuned next week. We have another show coming up. Our guest next week is going to be Sean Black. This is a guy from UEW. He is absolutely big and mean. And when he came to SenCal Pro, he was no different. And, you know, it's going to be great to have on the show because I've been waiting to feature this guy. And if there's anyone that could, you know, stand up to someone like Sasha Derevko, other than Sledge and JD Horror, it'd be Sean Black, you know, for real. You know, Black, he's not going to take that. And as we all saw, you know, in the ring, he was power beyond power. And he's going to be on the show next week. That's going to be an awesome show. So, fans, we thank you so much for tuning in to SenCal Pro. I know it's going to be a while before you see us again, but just remember, is it 8 weeks? Is it 7 weeks? 6 weeks? You'll just keep counting down until May 24th because I think that's Memorial Day weekend or it's some other important holiday. But I know it's one of those 3 days, so what better way to spend the middle than with SenCal, right? Well, that's where I'm going to be because, you know, I'm hosting the show. So I get a free ticket. So, but everyone else, tickets are still available. VIP tickets are going fast. But I've been told they're still available at the time of this broadcast. So please get your tickets early. SendCalPro.BrownPaperTickets.com. And of course, you can get tickets at our retail locations if you're feeling like you want to see somebody, you want to look the person in the eye selling you your ticket. I actually had somebody tell me that. They're like, I want to look a person in the eye who I buy a ticket from. And I was like, yeah, man, it's not like it's a cut of meat. Chill out, you know. But he was serious. But fans, if that's what it takes to buy your tickets, do it. I mean, go to Traditional Tattoo, the law offices of Dennis James Balsamo. There's going to be two more ticket locations announced very soon, North and South County. We want to be able to give fans all over the 805 the opportunity to come be live in the 805 with CenTal Pro when we return to the grad May 24th, 990 Industrial Way. It's going to be hot. Doors open at 4:30. First match starts at 5. And remember, if you get the VIP tickets, you get to come in early. You get to come check it out, and I promise I will not be out there. I will hide, and you will truly get the full fan experience without the fool, F-O-O-L, fan. That's Jimmy Ray, being annoying and making noise and stuff when you're, you know, trying to enjoy your money's worth. That's why I would say that's why radio is free, but this is not free. This is prime time radio spot. Somebody is paying good quality money for this show right now, and that's definitely what we gotta think. Gotta thank our sponsors. You know who you are, and that's the corporation of CenTal Pro Wrestling Entertainment Incorporated. We do appreciate our sponsor for taking care of the show, for taking care of us, and making sure that we are the flagship of pro wrestling in the 805 and on here in the Central Coast. Fans, thank you so much for being a part of the show. Thank you so much for being here. We know that giving us your time on Wednesdays is not an easy thing. It's not a free thing. If you want whatever that's worth to you, you know, like your Wednesday, like draw a price, like is it like $7, $8? Send that to Sledge and say, Sledge, you owe me $8. I want to see how many letters Sledge is going to get. See, he doesn't really owe you $8, but if he gets like a landslide of these Sledge, you owe me $7 or $8 letters, like I'm going to laugh so hard. It's being the best audio rib ever. But Sledge, if you're listening, you owe me $8. Actually, in all honesty, I probably owe Sledge $8. But, you know, it's that's just how we roll here at CenCal. We're going to close the show again. Fans, thank you so much for being a part of it, and tune in to us next week, 7 p.m., same time, prime time, when we got Sean Black on the show. It is going to be awesome. Thank you guys for tuning in. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. Live from the 805, we are CenCal Pro. Take care, everyone.